And now, Chris.
Perfect. I just want to extend again a thank you and kudos to Chad and all the staff working on this CWD effort. It has been a monumental task this last year. And again, as Chad mentioned, not surprising, we're finding some new locations. Not exactly what we want, but not surprisingly. But again, they've done a great job putting that all together, and it's been a daunting task. So I really want to thank all the effort from all the staff that have been involved with that. And great job, Chad. Where's Mr. Keyser? I want to ask Emmett to come up here and join me as we have the privilege of presenting a teamwork award today. Each year we do some individual awards, and we also do a teamwork award within the Wildlife Division. And these awards are pretty unique from the standpoint that all the nominations come from their peers and their co-workers and colleagues. And it's always a great opportunity to nominate staff for the outstanding work that they do. And honestly, nothing's more meaningful than when a nomination comes from your colleagues and peers that you work with on a day-to-day basis, and really provides that testimony of the outstanding staff that we have throughout this agency. And I have the distinct honor and pleasure today to present our Teamwork Award for 2019. And that Teamwork Award is a joint effort from down here in the southeast part of the state. And it has to go back to this last spring when we were experiencing some very severe winter conditions, and we had a lot of deer damage and depredation. And we had a nomination that was submitted for this excellence in teamwork on how cohesive and the collaborative effort that took place with multiple staff and accomplishing some WDM efforts to avoid and try to minimize some of those impacts from the damage that was occurring from multiple locations from deer that herd up because of those winter conditions. We do have some of the staff here today, and we're going to call them up in just a moment and present the plaque, but I just want to point out a couple of key things that came out within the nomination itself. And I won't specifically name the person that submitted the nomination, but I think your colleagues will figure that out fairly quickly who did. But it was what really caught my eye, to be quite honest with you, in his opening statement said this was the most well-coordinated effort that I've witnessed in my 25-plus years as an employee within the department. So that, to me, that spoke volumes about how good of an effort, how well this teamwork went, and the work that they did. And again, it had to deal with the deer depredation and the tough winter conditions we experienced this last winter in that April time frame. And really what it was, it really epitomized the award here of a teamwork. It wasn't just WDM staff, but they did a lot of the work, obviously. But it was something that we all talked about yesterday in some of our discussions and meetings about the Wildlife Damage Management Program, and it's an all-hands-on-deck approach, and when things get really critical and serious. And this really epitomizes that exact description, where we had habitat staff, wildlife staff, habitat crew, fishery staff, and obviously the wildlife damage specialists that all pitched in as a team to take care of these calls that were coming in for requests for assistance from landowners that were experiencing some tough conditions. So we want to recognize that group as the 2019 Excellence in Teamwork Award. And again, I mentioned that there are some of the staff here today, and would ask that they come forward so that we can recognize them. And then, but I am going to read off the list of the names that were all included in this nomination. Glenn Sterling, Randy Becker, Blake Bappy, Greg Wolbrink, Stacy Bork, Darren Hetland, Brian Asham, John Pfeiffer, John Fisher, Justin Simpson, Matt Grunig, Alex Solom, Travis Runia, and Keith Schwartz. It's a long laundry list of folks, but again, this is it really epitomizes the team effort of it wasn't just the wildlife damage specialists that take the bulk of that work and take those calls on a day-to-day basis, but this was where we had other staff jumping in and helping out and making sure that we all got that done. So on behalf of the department, we want to congratulate all of you, and those that are present, we would ask that you please come forward so that you can be recognized. And then after that, would ask that Secretary Hepler, if you don't mind taking a moment with Regional Supervisor Emmett Smith and the staff that are here, to go to the back and take a picture as well. So again, those guys that are here and gals, please come forward. Thank you. These are the frontline folks, commissioners, those wildlife damage specialists, and they do an outstanding job for us. And can't thank them enough for all the countless efforts and hours they put in working with our landowners and producers across the state. So again, congratulations, guys. Great job, and keep up the great work for us.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you. Why don't we take our short morning break? We're just about, Commissioner Olson.
It was brought to my attention yesterday by one of the staffers, and I won't mention his name, even though it rhymes with Miss Pull, that Madison hasn't been as big a host and warm as welcome as they should have. So there are rolls in the back of the room for everybody and some donuts from our local bakeries, and I hope you enjoy those.